Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Gather round and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Season 5 from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam Gonzalez. I'll be your GM today for the lovely Kids on Bikes 2nd Edition. To my right...
Oh, hey, hi, that's me. I'm Kim, and I'm playing Clementine, Clem Tachibana, and everything is so fine. Our camping trip was so normal.
Hey, I'm Tanlin. I'm playing Javier O'Reilly, and, normal stuff, really, like, chill, normal things going on.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Zeke, and I got grabbed by something.
So where we last left off, you guys had just kind of left camping, and I think now you're likely all on taking the Interstate 80, just down a little further. I don't think we've really decided where we're going right now, and that's okay, because, well, today's a story that's going to take place on the road. It's been 5 days. You've done stuff in between. Maybe there are episodes that haven't come out, or you guys went to another state or something. Who knows? You're currently on the interstate. And you're just driving and traveling. What is up with you guys?
I think 5 days is enough to come down from whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, because I was like, definitely first day, we didn't talk about it at all. First day was processing day. Second day, we finally, like, we're getting a little normal, I think. Like, maybe. 5 day, I think we mm-hmm. might finally talk about it.
Yeah. I kind of gotta pee.
You should have said that when we were at the rest stop. Like,
well, I didn't have
20
to pee
minutes ago.
Then.
You always gotta pee when you get a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I went and I tried.
Are you a little gun shy?
No. Don't say it like that, first of all. Don't call it a gun. What the hell? What are we talking about right now?
What are we, animals?
What are we, animals?
Animals don't have guns.
So your friend here has to pee. It's a couple more miles out until the next possible rest stop. Maybe you can hold it. Are you thinking about pulling over, or what are we doing here?
How bad you need to pee?
Yeah, how bad do you need
like,
to pee?
I mean, like, I need to pee, but it's like, it's not like...
Like, can you wait till we get to the rest stop?
You know, like, It's maybe an hour from when you first kind of get the little tingle of maybe I should go pee.
As you're in the middle of that, like right then when I interrupted you, as your van is hit from the back.
What the fuck?
You look back in the rear view, Zeke, and maybe you guys look out the windows looking, and there is a long red Thunderbird car, the Ford. And it is just hit you and it's honking at you. And then it keeps swerving to either side of you. It is a thin road, but you feel like they have enough space to get over.
What are they doing?
What the hell?
This is ridiculous.
We
didn't do anything to them.
What the hell, man? What?
Can I look to see if I can... is this just a cranky old guy?
Yeah. So you're peering back. What are you doing, Zeke, as the driver?
I'm just trying to keep it steady. I'm looking over, and in the little side console, there's a bunch of change. I'm like, everyone grab some change. Grab some pennies. I'm going to pull over, let him pass, and we all throw pennies at him when he drives by.
I don't know if we should do... Hold on.
As you're formulating that plan, you begin to roll the window down and look, and the sounds of scraping metal as this car pushes its way past the van and gets past you and just keeps driving. Are you trying to look in to see the person?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me a grit roll.
Okay.
I'll take brains also.
Dude, let me get a license plate on this motherfucker as he goes past.
Real.
There's a license plate.
Ooh, I'm mad. Oh, that's just a 6.
Yeah, you can't really see anybody. It's just you didn't see a person.
Grab corners, guys.
I don't know if we should do that. We're kind of in the middle
of
nowhere.
Up.
You're speeding up trying to keep up with this person?
I got a fistful of change, and I'm speeding up.
I'm a young black man. We have to be careful. Wait.
Please help.
Wait.
We probably shouldn't be throwing change at
this,
some
if
person's
If this dude's
car.
Like a crash out, what if he has a gun on him or something? I don't know.
Well, look, we're just going to throw pennies and we're going to let him go.
But, what if we do that and they don't let it go?
Then we throw more pennies.
This doesn't sound like a good plan.
Yeah, pennies versus gun.
He hurt the
possible.
Last unicorn. We have to get revenge.
I don't know if that's what that means.
Yeah. Okay,
Zeke,
how about we try to pull up next to him?
As you guys are making your plan and as you're kind of getting your pennies and you look up, the car's gone. They must have sped up or pulled off somewhere and you just didn't notice.
Oh, is there any branching roads?
Not that you see, obviously.
Oh, dang, he got away.
That was ridiculous. Do you think we need to pull over and check the car?
We should probably pull over and check the damage. Cause that sounded pretty nasty.
Yeah, that was
nasty.
Kind of gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Alright.
You pull over. You need to drain the snake?
Yeah. Might as well.
I'll go around and look over.
Okay. Yeah, you look over. It's actually fairly superficial. Nothing crazy. Just
that
like
was the last unicorn looking.
She's hurting. She's gotten some bullets. Now some
she
scrapes.
Has been through it.
Now some scrapes.
Oh, we were
she's,
in the ditch.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's looking worse for wear, but, she's still running. It's scuffed, but it's not outright scraped as bad as you felt like it sounded. So that's something.
Okay. So it doesn't look as bad as it sounded, at least.
Yeah. We're gonna have to get it repainted. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this.
Yeah. We should probably it doesn't look great.
Clem, can I just have a moment myself?
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the car?
Yeah. I'll step over this way. I'll just Javi!
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
All right.
I just have my hand on the unicorn and you hear me mumbling.
I'm at the awkward edge of the car, looking away.
I come back. You got sanitizer, hand sanitizer. Thank you. Thank you.
As you guys kind of wrap up and begin getting back in the car, from the opposite direction, you see a red Thunderbird coming down.
I'm grabbing those pennies. No, I'm just grabbing whatever change. I'm not just going for... I'm just... whatever's in my fist is in my fist. And I got the window rolled down and I'm ready to go.
So about 30 feet from where your car's parked, you're on the right-hand shoulder. they, on the left-hand shoulder, pull off facing you. So they're on the opposite side of you, and the car's just idling right there.
Wait, they're in the same lane as us, or they're on the other side?
No, so you're on the right-hand side. They're on the left-hand side of you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But they're facing you,
like
you guys.
Chicken or something.
No, like, and they've stopped the car.
So, yeah, I'm going to drive by, and I'm going to throw the change at him.
Okay, so, you get back in the car and drive by. Yeah, so you rear your fist up to throw the change. Can everyone...
Zeke does something. Like, everyone
everyone give me a brain. Everyone give me some brain.
12?
Okay.
6.
4. You swear there's not a person in there.
Dead ass?
Yeah. This is weird.
Clem doesn't say that. Kim says that.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a, optical illusion or something. You litter this thing with pennies. You see little cracks in parts of the window. And you drive off.
Yeah. Talk to that guy.
That was weird.
What, the guy coming back for seconds?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
The fact that there might have not been a guy in the car.
Oh, he's probably just, grabbing really? Something that fell.
Like, genuinely? Like, actually?
Like it looked like there was no one in the car. Like, from my...
Yeah, from your point of view with your brain 12. It was like, you looked in and you didn't see anybody when we threw the pennies at him.
It didn't look like there was anyone in the car, ever.
Great. Great. Great, and you threw the pennies. Great.
Yeah, I threw the pennies. Fuck that guy.
We just...
Things are so cool.
I don't want to deal with the smelly, scary thing again. I don't want to.
Well, I don't think you could drive.
How do you know?
Yeah, have you met them? Did you see it?
No. But, I mean, we would have smelled it. And just because it could get a bear bag doesn't mean it can drive.
No, I just mean, weird shit keeps happening. And
it's following us and is really, really making me mad at this
point. I'm genuinely pissed off.
I agree that weird things have been happening, but that doesn't mean that every weird thing is some weird thing, you know? You get me?
But it was a weird thing!
He's probably just, probably had some fall underneath.
Was there a butt dent? Was there a butt dent in the car?
No.
There was no butt dent in the car, Zeke!
Look, it's just some asshole. I don't know if it was...
But there was no ass in the seat!
You know what? You're gonna eat your words when we keep driving and that motherfucker's back.
Well, then I got more change. I got plenty of change.
After about...
That's making it worse!
3 miles of this argument. Driving at, just under the speed limit in front of you guys is a license plateless red Thunderbird.
Here we fucking go.
How did he get in front of us?
Maybe this was the original guy and we just threw pennies at a different guy.
You're not this stupid, Zeke.
Yeah, did you check if there was the license plate on the other one?
I would have just... I was more focused on seeing if there was someone in the car. I didn't check to see if there was a license plate or not.
Yeah.
Not everything is going to be paranormal. I'm sure that there are 2 red T-birds in the world.
On this road right now? On this road right now.
Completely possible. Completely possible.
What's the stats on that?
This is a ghost car? A ghost car scratched my van? Because it seemed like a real car.
It's a real car, but there was no one in the seat. There was no aspirin, Zeke!
How can a ghost drive?
I don't know!
Ghosts can't drive. They're all from, Victorian era.
How do you know?
Because they're all old-timey. They don't know how to drive cars.
You hear this shit?
People die in now times.
That's what I'm saying.
But they don't become ghosts.
How do you know
that?
Because I've never seen, a ghost from, the 60s.
Have you tried hard enough?
I mean, have you heard of any ghosts from, the
60s? I'm pretty sure there's stories about ghosts from the 60s.
Do you think that
there's gotta be.
Are there some hippie ghosts flying around? Have you ever seen a hippie ghost?
I feel like if anyone is going to be a ghost, a hippie's going to be a ghost.
But they're not. I haven't heard of any. I've only heard of, creepy Victorian children or stuff like that. Or some woman who killed herself in the 1800s, you know?
I think you need to read more, man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you're the one who thinks that ghosts can drive. Well, forget it. Grab some pennies.
No, I'm not throwing pennies at the car, Zeke.
I'm grabbing pennies and I'm getting up behind that.
Okay, yeah, you're behind the T-Bird.
I throw pennies at it.
Okay, yeah, you hit it with pennies. The back windshield cracks a little. And they don't speed up or anything, they're just driving.
Right, I'm gonna keep a safe distance from them. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Now that guy.
You know what? Let's just get around them and see. Look in the front seat.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna be an asshole about it, and then we're gonna get stuck on the other lane.
Well, you already
and then
threw,
we'll become ghosts.
You already threw pennies at him, he's gonna be an asshole regardless.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna try to pass. Well, I'm gonna look, is the coast clear to pass?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna try to pass him.
Yeah, so you speed up.
Dude,
and
take a look. Yeah. Take a look.
Yeah, yeah.
The car moves over to give you space.
Okay. So yeah. I'll take a look.
There's no one in that car.
Oh. Okay, guys.
There's
ghost
fucking
might be
no
able
one
to drive.
In that car.
I told you there was no aspirin.
Ghost might be able to drive you guys. Ghosts are from the 60s.
Great. I'm like in my seat, like flailing my arms. Like, great. See,
you just threw pennies at a ghost car.
Well, I mean.
What are the stats on that?
Are we cursed now?
Doesn't metal like help get rid of ghosts? Disperse them?
Is that a thing?
Is that true?
I think so.
Like how true?
Source?
The T-Bird rear ends. Or hits. Ugh. Yeah, rear ends you guys again. Hits the back
I
of your car.
I don't care how dead this fucking thing is. I'm going to grab some more pennies.
You're going to run out of
coins. I'm grabbing all the coins.
We need that change. Oh my God.
Can you roll down the window so we can yell what's this guy's problem?
He's a ghost.
Well, obviously unfinished business or something.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get an unfinished business of my pennies in his face.
No more pennies.
Oh, stop with the pennies.
Okay, I'm gonna start pulling over, let him pass, but I have the pennies ready.
I want you to give me whatever role. I want you to pitch it to me. What role do you think you would do to keep control of the car?
I think grit, trying to keep it kind of together, you know.
Okay, so give me a grit as they pull up to the side of you and do a little pivot move on you and hit the back wheel.
This is a D20. I was like, 15!
So, can't even hit that high on your D20.
9.
You kind of lose the back wheels a bit.
Oh.
You're swerving pseudo in control. They're going to rear around and attempt to hit you again. I would like you to give me another grit. Oh, what are you guys doing while this happens?
Oh.
Well, that's what I'm this guy's problem is.
Pay a dino.
Look out. Right.
You three off into this like just sort of like side pit of the road
going into this is like the third ditch we've got ourselves
and
into.
As you do, you collide with a rusted old kind of blown out red T-Bird that's in the ditch.
In the ditch?
Yeah.
Is the car the ghost? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know why I said that.
Javi's going to be so mad if we're dealing with a ghost car.
Obviously, we're dealing with something.
I'm going to be so.
Because a headless horseman makes sense.
I'm getting out of the
Horses
car.
Probably have souls. I don't know.
I'm out of the car.
You're out of the car?
I'm out of the car. I'm getting out of
the
car.
The headless horseman is about the horseman, though, not the horse. I don't think the horse is a ghost in it of itself.
Aren't horses like get real scared of stuff? Like I feel like a horse would be scared of a ghost, especially a headless.
That's not even the point we're making here, dude. Let's just follow follow him.
All right, let's go check out this. I gotta make sure the van's okay.
Yeah,
Go look at the car.
Okay, yeah, you get out. I mean, they're like on each other, you know.
Yeah.
But you get out. You're checking out the T-Bird. It's just an old ditched car, like a car that crashed here. It had the front just kind of like pushed up. The wheels are, I mean, it has been here for a while. You're checking out the last unicorn.
Yeah.
She's okay.
Okay.
She's okay. Oh. The scuffs and the bullet holes look better.
No.
Yeah, like they look like diminutized almost.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe you were just really stressed out when you saw them the first time.
I'm going to need a before, when we finish this, a before and after of the last unicorn.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, like. She has no dent in the front from hitting this thing. Like
we're still in a fucking ditch.
Okay. You're still in a ditch, but I mean, she can probably get herself out of this.
Is there a license plate?
No.
Is there anything in the T-Bird? Is there a ghost?
I want to look inside of the car.
No, it's empty. It's been cleared out.
Javi. It's empty.
It's empty. There's no license plate.
I don't even know what to make of this shit anymore, guys.
I don't know what to do.
I'm like, because I'm starting to get to the point where, like, none of this shit even fucking matters anymore.
I'm throwing a
wrench.
Because
this shit is getting really fucking crazy.
Why would you do that?
Because they threw us in this ditch. I don't care if it's a ghost or not. I'm going to go and get the wrench back.
Yeah. You get your wrench back.
Let's just get out of this ditch.
I don't want to figure this. Can we just keep driving? Do you think we just keep going and just keep going and it'll just not matter anymore? Because I don't want to. I'm done. I'm done with this shit.
I don't know. We might have to kill this car.
We're not going to kill shit.
How do we kill a car?
How can a car be a ghost?
I don't know.
How can you kill a car ghost then?
Well, because if we get off and then the car ghost comes back,
can we just get back in? Is the car okay? Can we just go?
But we gotta do something.
Do what? Throw more fucking pennies?
Okay. What's your idea?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to brainstorm because I don't want to get stuck in another ditch.
Okay. All right. So, we have a few options. We get in the car and we drive away. Once we start driving, the ghost car keeps coming back after us. Or maybe we drive far away enough and the ghost car is gone.
I guess it depends on how much gas is in the ghost car, how far we could get.
I feel like if it's a ghost car, then it's infinite.
Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, gas is just dead dinosaurs, so maybe it's fueled by dinosaur ghosts?
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Yeah, I feel like you're fucking pulling my shit, my leg, dog, and I'm not in the mood for it right now. Not in the mood for it. Right
not
now.
Loving it.
Well, let's check the trunk. Let's see if there's anything in the trunk. I'm going to try to open the trunk.
Yeah, it's a little jammed.
I'm going to start just hitting it with my wrench trying to get this thing. I'm pissed, all right? There's possibly a ghost car. Kurt got us in a ditch.
Right? It opens up.
Anything in the trunk?
It's a bunch of dirt.
A bunch of fucking dirt.
Dirt in
what do you mean?
Like full.
Like
full of dirt?
Why is there so much?
Full to the brim with dirt.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm going to stick my hand in the dirt. So you
don't do that.
No, get your hand out of the dirt.
Get your hand. Zeke.
Oh, no!
Did something grab you?
You feel something grab your arm almost instantly the minute you get, a little past wrist deep.
Oh, okay, I'm going to pull my hand out.
You yank your hand out, and you will see a, ink-blackened, kind of, thin, leathery-skinned arm come out and then go back into the thing.
Is that a vampire?
Do you just mumble vampire?
It got hurt by the light.
What are we talking about?
You're the one talking about ghost cars.
I don't want any of this.
Is vampire really that off?
Okay. There's an arm in there.
Yeah, and it grabbed me.
And it grabbed you.
But it got hurt by the light.
Two nickels for every time Zeke got grabbed in a span of 5 days. I have two nickels, which isn't a lot.
Nickels.
But it's weird that it happened twice.
Just buy you a candy bar, probably.
In this day and age, probably. Yeah, anyways. So, possible dead person in the car.
Undead person?
Undead person in the car. Reason for ghost car, ?
Reason for ghost car.
Possibly vampire.
Exclamation point.
Possibly vampire.
We gotta kill
this thing. Don't like that.
We gotta get the dirt out of the trunk.
I'm not gonna deal with a vampire.
I don't want to deal with a vampire. I'll be totally honest.
But if we just leave, it's still gonna go after us.
You're right.
We gotta kill it. I have a cross in my car.
Excuse me. Are you?
Don't talk to it, Amanda. No.
What else am I supposed to do?
What if it takes your fucking soul or something?
Maybe we'll get the cross out of my car.
Yeah, you go get your cross. What are you doing, Javi?
Just sitting there, head in hands.
So you have a head in your hands. You turn a bit.
You want to talk?
It talks.
You didn't hear that.
Does it?
It asked if I wanted to talk.
I didn't hear anything.
Tell it the power of Christ compels it.
They will think you're crazy.
Well, we already think we're crazy because there's a ghost car, so.
Ghost car?
Yeah, this little ringy dingy keeps popping up on the road.
Oh, yes, that's, well, they're stuck here.
Why?
Well, the same reason you're stuck here.
Ditch?
No.
What's it saying, Amanda? Say...
Ooh, if you say unfinished business.
No.
Then what?
They're stuck on the road.
It's being cryptic.
Well, it's a fucking vampire, probably. So that's its whole thing, right? Crypts? It's
definitely a vampire.
You a vampire?
No. What's that have to do with this?
What do you know about the car?
It got trapped here, like you.
You... What does that mean?
What does what mean?
The thing saying that the car is trapped, like we're trapped here on the road.
We're trapped.
On the road.
Oh, we're trapped. We're trapped. We're trapped. And just like walking. Okay, great. And we're trapped. Awesome.
I'm going to come back with the cross.
What do you mean?
All right, we're ready.
I've already told you you're trapped on the road.
That could mean a bunch of different things. I need you to be more specific.
It means you will remain here forever.
Like, on the road physically?
Yes.
Forever?
Yes.
You say forever?
Until we die?
If only.
What does that mean?
It means what it means.
Ooh, I cannot take cryptic fucking ghosts today.
We gotta find a way to get rid of the sand. See, talking to it's going nowhere. We need to kill it.
Is there a way to get out of it?
While you're alive, yes.
How?
Have someone take your place. Three souls should do.
Oh my god.
Did he tell us how to get out?
Yeah. He said have someone take our place.
So we're gonna
and then said something about three souls.
We're going to become a ghost car then?
I don't want to be a ghost car.
I'm going to college. I can't be a ghost car.
You actually can't be a ghost car.
Okay, Javier, how about we flip this car to get this sand to spill out and make whatever's in there fall out and get killed by the sun?
Is it the one that's doing it? Or is it trapped here too?
Are you stuck here too?
No.
You just like doing this for funsies, then?
I can't really leave here, but I'm not stuck.
Well, that's the definition of stuck.
This is where I belong.
What? Why?
I'm the god of this space.
Ooh, it just called itself the god of this space.
Oh, great.
Let's flip this car.
I can't flip a car.
Well, both of us, we could probably flip this car.
I don't know if both of us could.
The unicorn's on top of the car.
Oh, that's right. How about let's just try to leave? Let's just try to leave then.
I don't know if we can.
I just wanted to pee.
Hi, Panda here, for the Fundamentals. We're just your average group of geeky fans who like to talk about the geeky things we like. A lot. Sometimes 10,000 words a lot, but not always. Doesn't picking apart things ruin your enjoyment, we hear you asking? For us, no. Definitely not. We find that digging deep into the whys and hows, what's, and are you kidding me, is the things that we watch, read, play, wear, listen to, and otherwise consume both enriches our enjoyment and helps solidify and work through our frustrations. We like to rave about the good stuff while also paying careful attention to flaws and implications. We especially love to showcase content made by and for diverse audiences and interview creators and artists in their field. Join us at thefandamentals.com. That is thefandomentals.com.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people, the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest, familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task, slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis populi departs.
Listen to tales yet told wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantic novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC many-sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Is there any other way than this whole three souls thing?
No.
It's a long ass pause just to say no. Alright. It's saying that there's no other way out. Except for the three replacement soul thingies.
No.
I'm gonna try to back the van out.
Get back onto the road.
Okay. Well, we could either flip this car, see if we kill this thing, or we could try to drive away. See what happens.
We're not going to be able to flip this car, Zeke.
I think we can.
We could put
our back into it. We could flip this car, spill out the sand, get the thing to spill out too, die. We're free.
I mean, I guess we could try to flip the car, but I don't think we're going to flip the car. Like, I don't think that's something physically both of us are able to do. Physically. Both of us. I don't even think even if Amanda helped, it would work.
Definitely not. If I helped.
Well, we need to get the sand out of the back.
I'm not touching
it. It's going to grab us, so yeah. We need something to scoop it out, probably. Or maybe we could try to, like, punch a hole from the bottom, maybe?
Punch a hole through a car?
Amanda.
Yes? How do you know my name?
I lied to you before.
There's great not lying to me.
One last way to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Kill me.
Great.
What?
Great.
What?
Great.
What?
It was like, oh, I lied to you before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There is another way. Just kill me.
Well, let's kill it.
Well, now I'm nervous.
I felt like an invitation. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like invitations to do things from creepy little things.
Why'd you lie to me?
I'd prefer the souls, but I like you, Amanda.
I don't like you.
You're smart.
I don't like this thing.
But it wants us to do that, which makes me nervous.
No, it's just messing with you. It doesn't want us. It's trying to use reverse psychology.
Then what was the souls? Was that reverse psychology also?
I don't know. Look, I think our best chance is killing it, unless you want to, like, damn some other people to this. We could end the cycle here.
We don't really know what this thing is.
Call yourself a god.
Are we going to try and flip the car? Are we flipping the car?
I think it's our best bet. It's worth a shot.
I'm not that fucking strong. I played basketball. All right. I didn't do like straight up weight training like the football players did. All right. It's different.
This car is old. It's disintegrated. It's probably a lot lighter than it looks.
All right. Whatever. Maybe we could take the engine out the front. If it's in there still, to try and make it lighter,
We'd have to lift it out.
We'd have to lift everything. We have to lift anything. We have to lift it anyways. Let's just flip the car. Let's flip the car.
All right. We're going to try to flip the car.
Okay, cool. Give me brawn rolls, all of you guys. And there's a certain number you have to beat together.
I'll try. I'll help.
Is that a 6? Oh, that's a 5.
That's a 9. I'm going to use a pip. That's worse. Yeah, that's worse. Way worse, even. That's a 3 on the die, plus 1.
5.
Everybody gets some.
Yay! Because
you guys failed.
You rock the car back and forth, and you can't quite get it to flip over.
Aw, oh, dang.
What if we just pull it into the light?
Well, it's still on the sand.
Well, it grabbed you. So you can just make it grab you again.
But you're the strong one. Why don't you have it grab you? And then
yeah, but it grabbed you already, so it already
but
knows
it'll probably
to do
grab you.
Yeah, well, okay. Well,
what
when
if
you
it
think
tries?
About it,
what if we, okay, one of us, right, and then we just like interconnect to try to pull the one who gets grabbed out?
I mean, actually, it likes you. Maybe it won't kill you if it grabs you.
I don't think that's the case. I think that, if anything, it wants me most.
I guess I could let it grab me and try and pull it into the light. I guess I could do that. I can do that physically, I think.
You stronger than a vampire?
Stronger than you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was able to wrench.
Get out of there. So I think that's fine.
Okay.
This is fucked up.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I turn into a vampire, one of you two have to stake me. I'm not playing with that shit. Me forever? No thanks. Yeah, no thanks.
I'm gonna have to kill you like ASAP. I hope you don't mind. Because you being a vampire out of all of us,
like, I hope it doesn't like tweak out what my brain does. And like I'm not on the same wavelength anymore. Because I don't want to be a vampire. I don't think anyone here likes that.
No.
Anyways, all right. I guess I'm going to try and let it grab me so I can pull it into the light, maybe.
Okay, cool. So you stick your hand in.
Are you guys going to hold on to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You quickly feel something grab you.
And try to pull it out.
Go ahead and give me a... What do you want to give me, Tanlin?
Well, brawn to pull.
Okay.
That's what I got. Good Lord, that is not good. I have a pip. Actually, I want to give you this one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. 18 on the die. 19 total.
You yank, and this, again, ink black thing comes out.
Girlish scream. Girlish.
It is likely 7 feet long.
Oh.
I don't like this.
Tipped bulbous fingers with nails, like claw-like nails, comes out and it immediately just dissipates in the sun. Doesn't burn, doesn't fire, just...
Was that it?
I mean, I think so. Are we good? Can you talk to it?
Hello?
Thank you, Amanda Tachibana.
Guys, it just thanked me. Guys, it just thanked me. Oh,
are we, is it so...
Did we free this thing?
Now is it gone? Like, does that mean that it's...
What do you mean, thank you? It's not replying to me now. Uh-oh, it's not replying, guys.
Oh.
Guys.
Well, maybe that means it's dead. That we liberated it, it's gone now. Right? That didn't look like a vampire. That's all I gotta say. Do I look like a vampire?
You don't look like a vampire. Did you get bit?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why was it so tall? I don't know.
That was so gross.
Should we just, like, if we start going, like, will we be okay? Like, can we go?
I don't know.
You know, let's just go, see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's, yeah.
We're gonna hop in the last unicorn.
I need a drink, guys.
I'm hungry.
You hop in the last unicorn and you begin driving. And you drive for a couple of miles.
I think we're good.
You clear out, you get to the next stop.
Guys, did we just unleash a god onto the fucking United States?
Now, hey, so... But that's it?
Are we pulling in for gas?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you pull in and you do see parked for gas is a red Thunderbird.
Oh. And then is there has a goofy monster plate. Coming out with like a Coke and
no.
some chips?
No, has a license plate and everything. It's just a T-Bird.
All right, let's try to get gas.
Yeah, don't throw any pennies at this one.
Yeah, please don't.
I think I'm out of pennies.
Thank goodness.
I used the last of my change.
I can't believe you used all your change for that.
Look.
I'm getting a snack.
Okay. Yeah, can
keep
you...
an eye out for vampires.
Can you get me a cola, please?
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Again.
Did you say vampire, son?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about vampires.
There's no vampires around here.
Are you sure of that?
Positive.
Oh, how are you so sure?
Because we ran them all out.
What do you... When?
Years ago.
How?
Stakes and fire and crosses. The crosses didn't really work. They don't like garlic.
Did you personally kill these vampires?
My grandpa did.
Oh, okay. Do you know who owns that T-Bird there?
Some skeevy-looking fella that just went in.
Oh, no!
Okay. Did he seem... You know what? I'm going to go check on my friend in there.
All right. Who went inside?
I did.
I went to go use the bathroom.
Yeah. You go into the bathroom. And as you go in, the lock locks. You hear music playing over the radio. It sounds so much like a song you've heard before. Maybe at a diner somewhere. I would like everyone to give me grit rolls who's inside. You're not inside yet.
This is what I get for needing to take a shit. This is what I get for dealing with a fuck-ass vampire thing and needing to poop my pants. Fucking 3.
5.
Amanda Tachibana. Is this a song you like?
No.
Yeah, I've noticed you're not dancing.
What do you want?
Nothing. You've already done me such a favor.
Yeah.
So, as a thanks,
mm-hmm.
I'll allow the
three of you to fill up your tank and be on your way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Do you really want to know, Amanda Tachibana?
A little.
Are you sure?
A little.
Well, I figure as the god of the space, it's my right to tend to the souls that are here.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All right. So if there's nothing else, can I grab my chips and soda and be on my way?
Yeah, take them on the house.
On the house?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
The music stops playing. You walk in right as that occurs. You hear the last couple notes of a song you recognize.
Oh, I'm going to just kind of look around, make sure there's nothing off, you know.
Well, I mean,
let's
go
back to the car. Let's go. I've got the stuff. Let's go back to the car.
Okay, okay. Oh, I'm going to go back. Is that guy still there that I talked to about the vampire?
Yeah.
Where's Javi?
He's in the bathroom. You good?
I did have to use it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Something happened?
We fucked up, Zeke. I don't know what this thing is talking about tending to the souls here. We fucked up.
So the guy's still there that I talked to earlier, right? I'm gonna walk up to him and I'm just gonna be like, hey. This is gonna sound crazy, but maybe you should prepare yourself.
Young man, what are you saying to me?
I don't know. But something, we saw something crazy. I think just, you know, whatever your grandpa did, be ready. And I'm just going to go back to the car.
Like you're already in the car?
Yeah. I don't want to.
What?
I don't know. I'm just going to kind of sit there, just kind of look down. It's not.
Oh, yeah. I finish up.
Using. Yeah. Runs out.
Did you get my cola?
We fucked up.
Oh.
You start driving?
Yeah. And I'm going to give the guy like a kind of look.
Yeah. You drive. And as you do, you kind of clear through this old town. It was maybe a mile past where you were at. And as you do, there's little notes about the town that strike you as a bit odd. Just not quite of the time. There's no people here.
We might have fucked up, like, really bad.
Like how bad are we talking?
So, like, you know the thing that we saw?
You're right.
It was at the gas station.
Like genuinely?
Like genuinely talked to me, said that I could take the chips and soda on the house because...
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think you should have done that.
Why not?
I don't know, something about accepting food from things.
I needed to get out of
there. There's ash coming from inside the church. I think now is when you realize it's a Sunday. And there's no fire, but just the doors. And ash is blowing
out. I think we unleashed a vampire.
But it was daytime and the light hit it.
And he said something about reclaiming the souls of this place. I don't know.
You see from inside people clamoring out. Scared. And I mean, this is in passing. You're driving. Worried. You see a young girl go from being 20 to wrinkly to dirt. You see a farmer who looks like he has to be 80 at least. Go from being spry for 80 to being decrepit. Into being dirt. when people are clamoring out of the church.
What did we do?
Did we do that? Did we do that?
Well, what do we do? I met a guy at the gas station whose grandpa fought the vampires, apparently.
I'm sorry, what?
Hold on.
What?
He told me that, like, his grandparents' generation kicked out all the vampires. So, I mean, we could go back and try to talk to him, or we could just leave.
This is our fault.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about that, though. I'm wishing for the men in the suits to be back. That's what I'm wishing for.
Yeah, maybe we should have this be their problem. Because they might be following us. They'll come here, figure it out.
Maybe they can fix it.
As you're clearing out, you see one last thing of this town. Again, you see the ash blowing in the wind behind you. It's like almost like a dust bowl. It's a lot of dirt and ash. And you see that up on the local, like, little school building, it's all wooden. You're driving through just long stretches of the Americas, of Great Plains-esque territory, and there's this banner up. And it just says, Glen Hill, 1852. Like, year of
1852. So that is old.
That's very old.
That is old. So that's. I don't even know what to say to that, actually.
Yeah.
Is this like a historical place? Like they just kept it up like that because we're in the 1980s. Currently.
Do I have any like thing in like my travel books like my mom packed me of like fucking things to see? I don't know.
Nope.
Great. That's really old.
But the gas station wasn't old.
No.
The gas station wasn't old, which means we're still in our time. And that's all I'm worried about. Right?
And the gas station didn't turn to ash or anything. You didn't see any ash behind you or anything like that. Nobody turned.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what we should be worried. So what are we worried about? What are we doing? What's happening?
We're just leaving.
What am I supposed to do?
In the rear view, you see as the buildings then begin to get wood rot and crumble it on themselves. Long after the dust has settled from people aging. And this town becomes a ghost town.
Was that the vampire saying, "Look what I did"?
I don't know.
Back in the day,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's just leave.
What am I supposed to get from that?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to get from any
of this? I don't know.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's best we leave.
Right.
I think. I don't know. Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I feel bad. This is our. I feel bad.
I thought that would kill, like, vampires in the sunlight. That's the whole thing. Right? That's the thing.
I don't know, but also it called itself a god. I don't know what it is.
A cocky vampire?
Did we just damn a whole town?
I don't know. But the town is not there. Like,
but
already.
They were people.
But I don't know but if there that were people. Was now or if it was then for that. You know? You know? Zeke?
I don't know. I'm just going. We're getting out of here.
Throw the cola and the chips out the window.
I'm throwing them out the window.
We don't even.
You throw the cola and the chips out the window.
Guys, I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Are we still just asleep? Are we still in the tent?
I pinch you.
No. I pinch you.
Oh. No. Nope.
Okay.
Great.
Well.
Great. So we damned an entire town while awake.
But I think the town. No, I don't know. I don't know if that was. I can't.
Maybe the town was full of assholes.
How do you believe that?
How do we know that the vampire wasn't the good guy?
Do you believe that?
I mean, look. We don't know. We don't know what happened. The vampire could be the good guy. The guy said that they kill all the vampires. Like, how would you feel if some people just killed all your family? Right? So, you know, maybe we're the good guys. I mean, the vampire could have just killed us, too, but it didn't. So.
Yeah, because we let it go.
Also, it might.
There's a non-zero chance.
Well, let's just get out of here. We're just going to leave, and this is this town's problem, and whatever skeletons they got in their closet, you
Should
know?
Should we call somebody?
Who do you call about a vampire?
Yeah.
Let's just go. What about your friends? The... What is it? The alien and the nine. Nine of them.
I don't know if they can do anything about vampires.
I don't know.
There was the guy at the gas station I talked to. His family killed the vampires. But I don't really want to go back.
No, definitely. Yeah, just keep driving.
It's fine. Let's just keep going.
And I gave him a warning, so I feel like... Morally, we're in the good.
Sure, if that's how you feel.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I'm gonna let that be what I think about.
Yeah. We warned the guy, so, you know, I bet he seemed like a cool dude. He's probably gonna save the day at the end.
Yeah, no,
I have good faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tired of all this weird shit.
I'm also...
Where are we going now? Where are we going next? Let's get out of Wyoming.
Let's get out of here.
So we're gonna end the episode.
Shit. God damn it.
Good job, you guys.
Whew. I Kim feel terrible about
that. Yeah, what?
I hope that doesn't come back around.
I like how our regular dude characters have the highest kill count.
Yeah. Like, why did we do that?
I don't know.
Vampires in the Sun. I thought it'd kill
But it also called itself a god, so who knows what it is.
I really hope that doesn't come back around, guys.
Yeah.
I really hope. You know, I think as the GM, please, don't let that bite us in the ass.
Well, so there was skinned animals on the roof 5 days ago. Now this, you know?
If your ass is saying there's correlation, I need you to stop right there.
I'm not.
I need you to stop in your tracks. I need you to pack that shit up.
Something's got to give.
Men are just gullible.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
I'm wrapping this shit up right now, hey. You are not kissing the audience.
I love you guys. I love you.
You're not kissing me either.
I love you guys. I love everyone here. I hope you liked this episode. I hope you liked the last episode. I hope you liked the series. Grandmas love us. This is 5 years in a trench coat.
He's drunk with power, guys, and I'm scared. I'm terrified.
Scared. We're scared.
Guys.
He has us tied up at the recording table.
He's Nobody can help them.
He keeps saying something about his master plan.
Yeah,
Nobody can stop
his manifesto.
He's talking about.
I trust in Adam.
He's talking about my control.
Yes,
music.
My grand acolyte. Goodbye. Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.